I won, but at what cost? I don't understand. I have everything I could possibly need. Hordes upon hordes of treasure, all mine, and not even at the fraction of the effort to obtain it. Those humans turned into cowards the moment they saw I could breathe fire. It does give me a chuckle, seeing them all up in arms, thinking I'm a youngling and haven't mastered fire breathing. Yet as soon as I charged up and my chest started glowing, they threw down their arms. Serves them right for being so foolish. No human could even handle this kind of treasure. They aren't worthy. Only my kind are. I suppose I'm lucky no one else has come along to claim it for themselves. I thought I would finally have a sense of accomplishment being here, but no. Maybe if another dragon came along, they'd even want to fight me for it. Fighting is boring, and my wounds haven't exactly healed since last time. How long was I in that last slumber for? A couple of weeks maximum? I suppose it's time I ought to get up. I need to eat that damn Ninroot plant if I want these wounds to heal over and not scar. Scars aren't exactly the most beautiful attribute. Dragons that can enchant any man are 10 times more powerful than just using intimidation alone. Stupid humans. They can't help but to get in trouble. But speaking of humans, show yourself. Have you not heeded the warnings of your kind? Risking your life and for what? Confirmation that yes, a dragon girl sits upon your leader's throne. Upon the treasures that have been passed down from generation to generation and inherited by an outsider, not even one of your kin. You smell very strong. Oh, so very sweet tonight. I can hear the clacking of your armor. Stealth is not your strong suit. Need I remind you of how hungry my kind can get? Doesn't matter if it's animal or man. Using my flames can turn you into delicious, charred meat. Fine. If you don't come out, I'll light this room ablaze, and you shall have the pleasure of turning into soot, while I shall slumber for another week from the heat alone. Ah, there you are. And what say you? Oh, he's injured. No wonder he didn't speak out. What do I do? Why on earth would he come here? Has he been casted out by his kin? What could have hurt him this way? A blade, perhaps? If he doesn't get help, he shall surely fall into a sleep in which he would never wake from. Stupid man thing. Why is he looking up at me like that? It's pathetic. All humans are. They just can't help it. He is not seriously asking me to aid him. Out of everyone in this entire blasted kingdom? To hell with it. I need some entertainment anyway. Well, well, well. Try to stay awake. I need to drag you to my lair. Huh? You don't honestly think I slumber on top of gold coins all day, giggling like a maniac? You humans never do change, do ya? Always take everything at face value. Let me guess, you also think I've got gold sickness? An unnatural infatuation where I'll fight to the death over it. I wouldn't fight to the death, but I'm not exactly a pushover either. I have razor-sharp teeth and claws for a reason. Okay, just lay flat on the bed and don't move. Are you talking much or are you slipping in and out of consciousness? Even when I'm not alone, I'm lonely. All right, let's see what cures I have here for you. I'm taking off your armor, all right? So I hope for the both of us you actually have cotton under there. Well, that's certainly a relief. Ugh. Although your wound is a lot more, deadly from this point of view. What possessed you to venture further towards me is beyond me, but I am fairly certain I can patch you up. If you are passed out, then this won't sting. If you aren't, then try not to tense your muscles. 3, 2, 1, big boy sting. Ah, so you are kind of with me. Just lie flat, or I'll tie you down if I have to. By your wrists and ankles, and don't doubt that I won't either. You think you're the first man to ever let me have free access to play with him? Come on, you would have laughed if you weren't writhing in pain. Okay. That's disinfectant, so your odds of dying to sickness is next to zero. Okay, time to pack the wound with as much bandaging as possible to stop the bleeding and apply pressure, so I'm going to place my hands on you, adventurer. But not like that. I'm helping you, and don't worry about the claws, they're retractable. I'm like a kitten, but much weirder and fireproof. Okay, big boy squeeze, and I'll do this for 2 minutes, which is like 120 seconds, and then I'll see if the bleeding has slowed down. That relaxing when I kind of sing it to you? I just kind of need to, slow down the old heartbeat. The faster it beats, the faster the blood kind of squirts out of you. Now, I'm not just some nosy dragon that all of a sudden wants to be up in your business, but what impaled you and how did you do it? Oh, I thought you managed to do it to yourself like a dumbass. They what? So, how many of you were there? And how many are alive? Just you. Well, if that doesn't show what the riches will do to the humans. They send a whole hunting party just for me, and you're down to one. You know, among my kind, we say humans hunt themselves. Because you guys just can't stop. The irony in that dragon sickness curse thing you guys say about us, that's your kings and your queens and your lords. I'm just a dragon with a pretty cash stack. I've been here a while, so I'm gonna go out on a limb and say there's been a change in the order of command, and an order to pay someone handsomely for doing diddly squat. They decided the next best thing was to come running to an abandoned treasury and simply, and I quote, destroy anyone who stands in your way. Which, i.e., would be me, so that puts us in an awkward predicament when you fully come around, huh? You're lucky I'm such a good sport. Or I'm terribly lonely, but let's hope that's not too obvious. A shame about your hunting party, but if they were foolish enough to turn on each other, then it wasn't much of a celebration. Get it? Because it's a hunting party? Okay. Well, I'm trying to cheer you up, at least. Did they also neglect to tell you that I didn't kill anyone to get where I am now? Or were they peddling the whole dragon girls are feral and are not to be trusted? They'll charm their way into your heart. Like, yeah, probably. Have you seen me? I'm gorgeous. I got a tail and everything, too. What's that? Oh, well, I said I never hurt any of your kind. They were a little more violent with me until I threatened the flamethrower. I was impaled by a dagger. Bastard took a cheap shot. I'll heal, just slowly over time. Because I don't get much sunlight, the process is really slowed. That's why we like Ninroot so much. It absorbs not only sunlight, but moonlight as well. Its restorative powers work wonders for our kind. For humans, I think it just makes you go potty. Okay, let's see about this bandage. Well, human, I think you will make it out just fine. I'll change you these bandages and get you cleaned up. If dirt remains on you, it's just begging for infection. Plus, you never know what kind of lacerations are hiding under the muck. Just tell me if the water's too hot, alright? I'd blow on it to warm it up myself, but I could also confess I don't have control over temperature. It's always burning hot, but I can't quite master the red flame and the blue flame. There. How was that? I also have food and water. It would be wise for you to have as much water as possible, and meat to replenish the blood you lost. Don't act surprised that I know so much. Remember, you guys outnumber me like 1 to 1 million, so you have to learn a lot from humans. Plus, we aren't so different on the inside. You guys are just weaker and puny, you know? We can't help it. That's just how it is. How long have you been on this journey for, anyways? You look like you haven't got a good night's rest in a month solid. Yikes. I was kidding about the month, but damn. I'd miss my bed too much. Nothing feels better than to stretch and roll over and go back to sleep again. I have this vial here. It's to dull the pain. Would you like to take a sip before I add it to the water? It means your cuts won't hurt and hopefully heal over time. There you go, adventurer. You'll feel better soon. I'm sorry that you had to go through what you did. I kind of feel responsible. Since if I was never here, you wouldn't have had to witness the horrors you did. I can't imagine the fear, being betrayed like that. That's why we're such solitary creatures. No one can hurt you like that, you know? But the longing to be with another doesn't quite fade. Oh well, what do I know? Just a silly dragon that sits on pretty coins that don't belong to her. How long until you can go? Oh, so you don't want to slay me at all? That's a relief to hear, at least. As for your wounds, you're a human, remember? You need at least 1 week or you're going to open up that bleed again. You walk away from here, I cannot help you. It's dangerous out there for me, and I'm quite happy only a handful of humans know my existence, rather than a whole village or town. You never know what hero thinks he can take me on, and his story just ends up in smoke. I wouldn't want to resort to that. Please understand, adventurer. Why not stay with me until you're well again? I can feed you and keep you under my care. You must be exhausted, are you not? The more you rest and slumber, the faster your wounds will close over. That's how it works for us dragons. Well, you would rest on my bed, of course. I only have one. It's not like there isn't room for the both of us. As well as, I'm a dragon. I will quite literally keep you warm. If I confess, I could use the company. It is truly your choice, as I know you don't even know if I'm trustworthy, but the offer is there. I will warn you. You will most likely perish from your injuries if you leave. That much is clear to me. If you'd like to stay, I can keep you warm until you fall asleep. Then I'll hunt for some food for you to wake up to. Thank you for seeing reason, human. Let me place a pillow under your head and cover on top. I'll just sit next to you. Can you feel the heat radiate off of me? It's peculiar, being this close to a human, you know? How soft and delicate your skin looks. Not like my scales over my face. How enchanting you are without even trying. I could wrap my tail around you if you want. I'm not insisting because I know it could be kind of weird for you, but... Oh, you do want me to. Well, in that case, this should hopefully keep you nice and warm. I could maybe lay down next to you too for maximum tail wrap, of course, and nothing else. If I could nuzzle into your chest for comfort, if that's all right. I can hear his heartbeat. It's racing. Is that because of me or the injury? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. But he said it was alright, and I am providing heat for him. It will help since his body is using all the energy to heal. It feels nice though. Like we're cuddling, but for real. Oh, he put his arm over my back. I couldn't move without upsetting his position. Is he snuggling me? This has to be a dream come true. Oh, adventurer, what have you done? I don't think you realize I'm falling for you. I've been waiting so long for something like this to happen. If it even could happen, I don't think I've heard about human males falling in love. Only lust, but... he's not being weird at all. I think I might have found my treasure. us rest together, adventurer.
Mm-hmm.